And penguins also give pebbles in exchange for mating rights.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Herbal Synergies, the shop. I'm your host, Sinji. With me, as always, my co-host, Bay. That was a terrible drum roll.
It was.
It was.
But it's okay.
What's up, Herbie?
You know, same old, chilling like a villain.
Thought that was my role.
No, that's just what they say back in the day.
Chilling like a villain.
Yeah, they used to say,
carefree.
I guess.
Villains be carefree, right?
Yeah. The one brother's like chilling like a villain. And needed some penicillin. I was like, whoa. Okay, buddy.
Slow your roll there, guy.
I was like, okay. You tried to run too much and now look at you. Think you burning. But that's okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
So Irby, bro. Irby. You got a flavor this week, brother? Wait.
What?
You got a flavor this week, man?
Yeah, I got a few things I can pick from. Some one was like a word for wisdom and Chojin, and the other ones, I thought, Cosette, I was like, oh, she did. They killed poor old Tot. Like, man, she just snapped the boy's neck.
I thought she did. I was like, whoa, what is she doing?
And it, so I guess he was, what's the word? Stressed out or?
I think he was having writer's block, like creator's block.
Yeah. I mean, that's just stress too, but in a different way. Like, he's stressed, like, why can't I create something? So I was like, oh, she snapped his neck. But she didn't. She just ended up popping it, and then he just laid out. And I was like, okay, he's okay.
Well, I don't know. The way he was talking had me concerned for a second. Like, damn, she killed the boy.
Yeah, I thought she might have killed him, too. So I was like, who? Oh, boy. But, yeah, so what's your flavor?
Mine's, I just watched my flavor, actually. It was coming out of the Chinese anime, The Daily Life of an Immortal King. And it kind of reminded me of Mob, Shigeo, whenever his, like, rage meter would hit 100%.
Yeah.
My boy's amulet, I guess they call it, to contain his power because it's just too much for the world. Mm-hmm. Finally hit its limit and he exploded in rage. And I was just like, damn. My man was so strong. The effects of a Demon King stopping the world's time couldn't stop him.
Dang. That's how it be sometimes.
That's how
sometimes
it be.
You're too strong, and sometimes you're not strong enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But hey, so what can you say?
You want to review a couple Classroom Elite quotes?
Yeah, go ahead. Hit me with them.
All right. Season 1, Episode 3. Man is an animal that makes bargains. No other animal does this. No dog exchanges bone for another.
Sounds cool. Give that a solid 5.
I'll give it a 6. I mean, it makes sense. We're the only mammals that actually put value on things. But
that's,
we're the only ones
true.
With intelligence. So
there actually was reports of monkeys giving better sticks in order for other stuff or something I saw a while ago. And actually, monkeys are using spears, so they're entering their own, I think, Stone Age or Bronze Age.
I was going to say, so monkeys are probably the most human-like animals out there, aren't they?
And penguins also give pebbles in exchange for mating rights.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know what value a pebble holds, but hey.
It's like
a dollar wouldn't be worth a dollar if we didn't make it worth a dollar, so.
Yeah, so it's like essentially they will search the ice for like a stone or pebble that's considered beautiful enough, and then if they do, like, they're considered mates for life or something weird.
I found this rock. I'm bearing my children.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, there's been links and studies and some exhibits in the wild. Yeah,
it's gonna be my next pickup line.
Nah, you'll need it.
Oh, my bad.
Shoot.
Okay, season 1, episode 4. We should not be upset that others hide the truth from us when we hide it so often from ourselves.
That's deep.
That's a 7 for me.
I'm going all the way to 9. Shoot. That's true, because a lot of people have sides that they show their friends, or sides that they show people they want to show are facades, and then they have a side of themselves.
Yeah, a lot of people, as they will call it, have their own inner Gemini.
I just call them inner feelings or something else. Yeah, it's crazy. But anyhow, yeah. Yeah, that's true, though. A lot of people do that. So, nice quote.
And since the next one is so short, we're just going to tack it on in here. Season 1, episode 5. Hell is other people.
Sure is, dealing with other folks.
That's an 8 for me.
I'll do 8 too.
Solid. Okay, Irby.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to talk about, sir?
Let's say, since we're on the inspirational track, we can start out with Chojin. They had a nice little heart-to-heart moment there. You probably know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I was like, oh, that's deep. Real deep. Put it in sleep. But yeah, so go ahead. Start talking about some Chojin.
Well, Chojin was basically them training again. And I think, what's his name? Kazuma? No, it's not Kazuma.
Azuma? No, Tokio? Are you talking
Tokyo,
about...
Tokio, yeah, Tokio. What's his last name? What is it? Kurahara?
Yeah.
Tokio sprouted some wings and thinks he was gliding for a little bit. And then he had a deep conversation with a homegirl about how he finally...
What's up? Homeboy.
Homeboy, homegirl. Looked like a girl to me.
Yeah.
On how he finally found, how he finally found some motivation, and then he was like, "But getting stronger for one other than yourself is also can limit you." And from that, at that very moment, Tokio was like hesitating to retort, and he was like, "Never mind."
Yeah, because he told him, he's like, living shackled to another person is limiting. It's like, try living for your own aspirations, or else you'll be embarrassed again.
But it seems like he doesn't have any aspirations.
Yeah. He just would be strong enough to stop Azuma.
Mm.
I did think it was funny how he kind of was like a little baby bird. Because you know how birds, they kick their young out of nests early, and they just learn how to fly? So he kind of jumped off the cliff and fell. And so I was like, ooh, dang. He almost died. But at least you're keeping in line with learning how to fly like an animal, so.
Yeah. Is that guy we saw later with Ellie's same power? Is that the guy we first met on the plane?
Yeah.
He didn't look the same to me. He looked cooler when I first saw him.
You know, they had to make it look cool on there. Yeah,
but
because they're starting out had to attract some folks.
A whole bunch of people are now attacking our crew.
Yeah,
And I think Azuma is the main target, but Smokey Guy may have found interest in Tokyo.
Yeah, because he's the Beast Toys chosen. And then I did like the how they had Jin Sung Woo in there raising the dead. And then he raised himself up after he got killed.
Nah, man. Jin Sung Woo is cooler than that.
Yeah, if you say so.
Damn. You want to lead us in Jujutsu?
Yeah, do a little bit of Jujutsu. So, so they get to talking about some stuff. And I forget the guy's name, the blood shooter guy, but he essentially got his name. That they named him because his mother actually wanted him to break away from the family. Because apparently the name she gave him wasn't a good one or good enough for the family. So I was like, huh, that's interesting. So she wanted him to branch out and do what he had to do. And then they gained 359 points to save Tsukumi. And there was a lady, Kura Rasha. She was carrying them off, and they all decided to team up together. Fushiguro, they saw Fushiguro and saved them. So I was like, oh, okay, that's nice.
And you know who finally made a return?
Who?
My boy Itadori.
Yeah, he's back there. Itadoria. Yeah, so which leads us into the next part. They get to talking, and the angel lady, they learn about her origins and such. And well, not really her learning about her origins, but they learn it's her and ask her for help because she can break curses. So they're finally going to break out Gojo. And the angel lady, she has a talking curse like Sukuna. I'm like, ooh, okay, this is interesting. And turns out they say they'll help, but only if they help eliminate reincarnated players. And they also want to kill the disgraced one.
Yeah.
And turns out the disgraced one is Sukuna. I was like, ooh. I was like, dang.
That's not going to be an issue later.
Oh, that's going to be the biggest of issues.
Perhaps.
Yeah, they might chicken out, or Itadoria might be like, you know what? I'll die. I'm not strong enough to save anyone anyway. So. And that concludes that for that, so.
He's like, I should let you know, Brat. I'm the disgraced one, so you might not want to tell him. It's like, damn. Here he go ruining shit again.
Yeah. So. I'm like, huh? Maybe he'll kill him. Maybe they won't. Or maybe they'll be like, well, you're strong enough. You seem like you're strong enough to keep his power in check, so we'll just let you go. And I feel like they won't let it happen either, because technically he's not a reincarnated person. And there's a disgraced one, and there's a bunch of other fingers still left out there, so.
No, there's only like 5 fingers left, yeah. I think.
That's a bunch.
Yeah, I guess it could be a bunch, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I mean, disgraced one. Could be in a lot of things.
Disgraceful one.
Who knows? I know nothing.
I nominate talking about Spy Family last. I think that was the best episode out of the 4.
Yeah, I did enjoy Spy Family.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and start off with some little tats.
Okay. Tat. Anna and Cassette are trying to have a serious conversation. Well, actually, Anna and Destiny is trying to have a serious conversation in the car, and Tact is in the back tapping the fuck out of the window. Anna finally blows up, and it's just like he looks at the music sheet, and I thought he had writer's block. I'm like, oh, my man doesn't know how to write notes, or can't write notes, or just doesn't know what melody to go with. So they end up in a traffic jam, which I thought I would never see in this show. Multiple cars in one spot.
Yeah.
And they try to figure out what is going on. There's been recent D2 activity, and People are fleeing the town. They don't feel safe. So, Destiny decides to volunteer her own services. Like, hey, I'm a music cart. I'll protect you guys. And, like, really awesome, thanks. So they pull up in a motel. And Tack ends up pulling an all-nighter trying to write some music. And following Destiny around. No, before that, he was when it seemed like he was finally coming up with something, his arm disappeared, and Destiny went out to hunt some D2s by herself. Said he'd basically be useless the way he is right now. So, yeah. She says she had to take care of something. She went into town. He went for a walk, and when he saw her, he followed her, and she was helping people of her own free will, and it wasn't D2 related, and she was showing growth, and then Anna actually mentioned, like, she seems like she's changing for the better day by day. And she's the one who found the instrument for you to practice on, not me. Because she says she likes hearing your music and likes hearing you play the piano. So this strikes, this kind of kicks Tact in the butt a little bit, and he goes to, like, talk to her, and she has a whole bunch of questions about Cassette, and it's still, like, a sensitive topic for him, so he tells her to stop. So, we have D2s in the area, and they go to take care of them, and it turns out that the dick conductor that wanted to destroy Tack because he refused to work with him, he's the one that's been awakening D2s with his music art Hell just to, like, get rid of the people he deems not worthy of protecting in this society. So once that information gets revealed, he also reveals that he's also responsible for the incident that led to Cassette dying, and he raises some rage into Tact, and now it's going to be a battle to the death. But I have a feeling Kenny's going to show up and break it Kenny. Up. Kenny!
Yeah. Who knows? But, yeah. He's kind of like, oh, I mean, you know, maybe the world is being overpopulated. Who knows? But I feel like he's going about it the wrong way. Just deciding to kill people and bringing people to their deaths, an incident that caused the whole Cassette deal. Mm-hmm. And he was there at the point in time. So I'm like, huh, this guy. Yeah, can't stand you. You're a true villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a villain. And the other girl, she's just a little crazy.
Yeah, I get the feeling she just wants to be entertained. She doesn't really care what side she's on.
Yeah, she just wants to fight things and kill things and blow things up.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Maybe not.
Nope, I wouldn't do that.
But yeah, I think it's terrible. Cause I'm like, man, you caused it so much death. And what if the good people that you think are worth saving, they end up dying because of your stupid self? So I don't know.
I think he deems anyone living in an area like that just trash.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just summon them to your neck of the woods to see what's up.
So would you like to discuss Mob Psycho next?
Yeah, there wasn't much there with Mob.
It's like intro.
Yeah, a little intro. Definitely when, if you're trying to get someone to watch it the first time, you wouldn't tell them watch season 3.
I don't think I'd tell anyone to start any show with season 3. Yeah, start with season 3, yeah. Get interested first, and then go back.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, it's definitely for the people that's been there watching it.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's essentially has to get his career choices in order. The path that he wants to take, he's struggling. He doesn't really know what to do. He's trying to get some guidance to talk to people at a charlatan. I can't stand him sometimes. Yeah, he starts faking that he can see stuff, and yeah, they got the new guy in the show. I forgot his name already, but he seems to be cool, but he kind of like doesn't really know too much of anything. I feel like he's more socially awkward than Mob.
Yeah, but you know, Reagan's doing the Reagan thing and faking it till he makes it.
Yeah. Reagan. I was like, I saw his face, but I can't remember the name at the moment. But yeah, so
that's right. I couldn't remember any of their faces. I mean, their names.
Yeah. So it was yeah, they exercise demons, exercise a big one. Reagan fakes it till he makes it and gets some other demons stuff out. Yeah, and so eventually Mob comes to the conclusion that he wants to go to high school. And he's like, yeah, he had a very deep intellectual talk with the guy and was like, oh, I don't think if I stay here forever, then I'm not sure I'll grow up or if things don't change, I'll never sure if I get to be myself, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, which I think is a good job of his growth, because essentially when the show first started, he wanted to essentially be told do this or do that when he first started working there. But it's showing growth that he wants to go out and make his own decisions.
Right.
Which it was leading to in season two. He was more branching out doing his own things. So I think it's good. It's showing great growth. Mob's developing as a character.
I was genuinely surprised when one of the bodybuilders was ranked 2 overall.
Why are you surprised?
And it was surprising. It was just like, oh, he's got brains and bronze? Okay. All right. Didn't see that coming.
You think athletic folks can't be smart?
No, they can be smart, but they're not portrayed that way on TV.
They sure aren't. Which is why all my teachers looked at me like I was crazy when I was getting A's. Yeah. Like, oh,
it's like, aren't you on the football team?
Yep. You on the football team?
Are you sure?
Track. I was like, yeah.
Your point.
Yeah, they just thought I would, thought I wasn't as smart as I was, but I probably could have been smarter, but it is what it is.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, that's a key lesson. Yeah, I also feel like,
just like people assume smart people aren't athletic.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, I was smart and athletic.
Yeah, he was both, King.
Shoot. But yeah, so it was, I do think this is like great for like kids that may not know exactly what they want to do, but they're like, yeah, I got to figure it out. So it's given great insight on the struggles of a young adolescent trying to figure things out. Cause when you're that young, you still don't know what you're doing in the world or what you want to be. Or what you want to do. Heck, most people now don't even know what they want to do and want to be. So, yeah.
True. So it was good.
I'm glad Mob's doing well.
True, true, true. I mean, they do ask those questions out of kids, like, really young. Like, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? Fuck if I know at this age.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to say, what do you want to be when you grow up? You could give them an idea, like, because most kids want to be a firefighter or a football player or a basketball player, or they want to make music, or they want to be an actor, which is fine goals to do.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're like, when they try to pin you down, say, oh, you want to be a business administration manager, or you want to be a data analyst or something. That's kind of where I feel like they go wrong, because you're trying to put everyone into a box, and most people don't know what they're doing tomorrow, let alone 5-10 years from now. But they always try to say, plan ahead for 5 or 10 years. I'm like, lady, I'm just trying to make it through the day.
Yeah, I still don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, and I'm off.
Shoot, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow.
What you doing, King?
Shoot, weather permits, I might go play some tennis. Then I'll probably come back, shower, meal prep, or play a video game. And then I'll probably, one or the other, do those. And then I'll finish up with some more video games and some cleaning.
Get some cleaning done hot down in the cellar.
Nah, I ain't got no cellars.
Damn. You want no popsicles down in the cellar?
Nah. I don't eat popsicles. I eat ices. Luigi's Italian ices.
Hey, I have a lemon. I think I still have a lemon flavored one in my freezer. But they're not as good as like the Italian ices I used to get.
Yeah, they don't make things like they used to.
No, and they're definitely not as good as the Italian ices you get from the Mexicans with the cart on the street. With the they ring the door the little bell.
Ochetta. Yeah. Yeah, I know. But anyhow. Wise man grandchild.
So, this episode was more of a backstory to the villain Strum and how he became a villain. But so basically what happened in this episode was everyone was kind of upset that Strum wasn't really doing anything else. He accomplished his goal and no longer wanted to like do anything else, and basically told everyone, if you're not okay with that, you can go and fulfill your own wish. You never had to help his whims to begin with. So most of them did leave, and Strum ended up telling the story how he became the way he was. And it turns out he was a noble who wanted to create a better life for the common folk, commoners. And other noble people, since they were losing their commoners to his territory, they didn't like that, so they set him up. And they had him, quote-unquote, teaching them to be better at treating commoners, while they were secretly spreading rumors that he was abducting commoners, and that's why he welcomes them all in, that's why he's nice to them, because he sells the woman as sex slaves or slaves or whatever. So,
yeah.
Believing this rumor, the commoners actually burn his pregnant wife down in his house and kill her, which sends him into a blind rage and actually converts him into a demonoid. And that's how we got our, I guess, main villain.
Yeah.
Who doesn't, like, you kind of see where, like, okay, I can see why you are the way you are now.
Yeah, it's really a shame that people don't want to see other people doing well or taken away from their success. Which really, if they had just paid him like a fair wage, those people wouldn't be going somewhere else. So it's, which really is like that, you see that stuff really doesn't change, because a bunch of companies or corporations are kind of like that, where they give people just enough so that they could survive a little bit, but not get any extra necessities, you know, extraneous stuff. Which, you know, not much has changed during these times. So, yeah, the rich always want to keep getting richer and keep the poor down.
Yep, that's pretty much how things are.
Yeah, it's a shame. But yeah, I feel sorry for his wife being burnt up. And I think another striking point was, he was like, do you really think I would have been that brazen to put my insignia on the side of the car and let you be caught? And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you have a point, sir. Like, you ain't think about that before you started to burn this house down?
No, they sure as hell didn't think about that.
Like, you didn't think about anything?
Nope.
And you didn't even, they didn't even look like policemen. Them people looked evil. Coming sure in did. There telling you them lies. So I don't know. Just people also will believe what they want to believe. And I did think it was spot on how his wife was like, are you sure? I think they're trying to set you up for something. And he's like, oh, no. But she knew spot on. It'll be fine.
I'm strong.
He's like, yeah, they're not going to do that. Like, oh, come on, guy. You need to take a step back and think about it. But no. No. You just wanted to see the good in them folks when wasn't no good to be singing to them folks. But now look at you, demonoid.
But he's done. He's done. But they're trying to set him up to take on Shin. So all the demonoids are attacking a town near the main kingdom. And Augie makes a speech on how he's going to protect everyone. They reveal their outfits, and he puts Shin on the stand and the spotlight, tells him to come up with a team name because calling the study group makes them all sound like nerds. And he's just like, "We're the ultimate magicians." And I was like, "Well, we should leave out of here in style to make him feel hopeful." In the beginning of the episode, I thought his limit was 5 people. That's why the little sister had to wait her turn. Nah, this motherfucker had no problem making them all 5, or making them all fly.
Well, it wasn't. He didn't make them all fly. It's like they had to learn.
And no, he had them all float, and they casted wind magic themselves.
Yeah, in the beginning to teach them, but after a while they just learned. So. Yeah, but the little sister, they had a whole other reason why she couldn't fly anyway, so.
And she put on some undergarments.
She did. She's like, "Yeah, I'm ready to fly today. Psh, look at me." But yeah, wasn't much there, though, that whole episode. But yeah, he's ready to go fight. Hopefully, he'll take care of the demonoids easily, and the people have nothing to worry about.
We shall see.
But who knows? You never know.
You never know.
You never know till you know. And then you still might not know.
But if you don't know, you might not know.
Call somebody. But yeah.
It's time, Irby.
By Family, episode 13, Project Apple. I say this was some much needed laughs. I think the dog may be my new favorite character.
I didn't know he was so old.
You couldn't tell that dog. He looked like he was old.
Nah, dog. I didn't know he was old. I thought he was just really fluffy.
Nah, he looked like he got a old sage monk mustache that be sitting him down there. So you know how it be. You know how the old monks sit there on the wise rock and they're like, "Oh, I knew you would be coming one day." He was like one of them.
He's the wise dog.
Yeah. So,
Didn't on episode 12, the end of episode 12, it kind of led us to think he was a dog that could see the future?
Yeah.
Because he had the dog's the one that had the vision of the family.
Yeah. Something like that. I don't know. I think they have yet to explain it. But like, I think he can see stuff slightly before stuff happens.
But I don't know. No, because the premonition with Anya and her seeing the dog, seeing the family, like that hasn't even happened yet. And I imagine it might end up happening by the end of next episode. But you got to figure it's been. At least a day between that premonition and it actually happening.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Or it might be like one of those ones where it sometimes comes, you can see far away, but like most of it's limited to right close. Because they did say later on in the episode that they were duds or whatever, weren't the best. So, but yeah. Let's get on into it. So it starts off, Anya, they do a whole bunch of talking and back capping story here. And then they flash them to breakfast. And Anya, she almost chokes on her food because she's so excited about getting a puppy dog. And I was like, "Oh, look at her. She's so excited."
I thought she was dying because Dior cooked.
Yeah, that's what I thought at first, too. I was like, "Dang, you're the killed the girl." But I don't think she was that bad of a cook. And I don't think she may have been eating stuff that Yor cooked. So I don't know. But yeah, so then they get to go to a shop that was affiliated with the operation. And I did think this was a funny scene because all the dogs were military grade trained and stuff.
I was like,
And
yo,
like
them dogs look
the
nasty, dog.
I probably would have gotten one or two of them if there was one of my only options. But preferably, I would have liked the puppy first, just because you're all they know versus someone else, for where you have to build a bond with them first, and then they have to respect you. But yeah, it was funny because the dogs were like flexing and doing some other stuff, and
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. I also thought it was she should have read their minds to see what they were thinking, but they didn't do that there. So I was like, huh. Yeah, but the dogs, they were flexing, and she's like, I don't like any of these dogs in her little face. So the shop owner tells them that there is a adoption convention, and they're like, oh, maybe we'll go to that. And also Twilight gets a new mission. Yeah. So
Yep, he does, man. And his excuse to go on it was not as good as Anya's assist.
yeah, he I thought it was funny because Anya, she read his mind and says, Papa takes a really long time when he goes to the shitter.
To shit. And I'm like,
Shit.
Anya!
Yeah. And she's like, let's go without him. And he's like, oh, watch your mouth, young lady. And he's like,
Yor
oh,
just
but
accepted it. I was like, Yor,
yeah,
what are you doing?
she's kind of she's kind of airy in thought, Yor. So but yeah. So I don't know if I'd noticed this before or not, but Anya, she tends to get like glitter above her head when she starts reading minds.
Like little sparkles.
Yeah, did you pick up on that before? Cause I think I missed it.
Before, it's hard to tell because the only thing I could think of right now is one of the elves or one of the characters in Jobless Reincarnate, because like they can use telepathy, and like she couldn't understand them, so like that's what Anya was doing. In that episode was what would happen to her when she couldn't understand everyone else. It would just click. You hear a clicking sound and see the sparks. So like it
Yeah.
right now, just trying to remember if Anya did that, that's all I can think of.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that's what I was like, huh, not sure. And so he goes to HQ and they're going to interrogate a terrorist. And they needed his skills of deception. So he basically pretended to be the leader. He was like, oh, I'm renting out this low life. And they got the information and find out that they're going to use dogs to blow up a certain person. So I was like, oh man,
That's
gonna
cruel.
blow.
Give all these guys the hammer.
Yeah, blow up the dogs. It's like, man, oh man. So yeah, so it was a prisoner rat out, which you kind of do. Yeah, and then let's see, the main dog that she's gonna end up adopting, they're walking on the street and he saves a kid from being crushed by a sign. And I was like, oh, look at him.
He can see the future.
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, it's real nice. He saved the boy. So then I thought this was also funny too. They see a dachshund and Yor says, oh, it's cute with his little short legs. And Anya's like, oh, does that mean I'm cute with my little stubby legs?
Yeah, because doesn't Damien call her stubby?
Yeah, he does. Call her little stubby legs. And so, yeah, then let's see. Then she sees a dog that comes through. She's like, oh, Mr. Doggy. And she goes off to find him, even though you were told her not to leave the building. And she gets up there and she's listening to the plan of people. And she's like, oh, these are bad people. And And she's like, oh, I got to get out of here. And then she ends up getting caught like always. They always get caught.
Yep.
Yeah. And then the dog knows what's happening. So he chews through his leash. And he puts up this brave facade of
but he's just a big softy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they're like, stab you. He's like, oh, man.
They didn't back off. I'm done. Nah.
He's like, I don't want no parts. Yeah. Big old softy dog. I was like, oh, man.
He's like, and Aya, her face, she's like, oh, the shock face.
Yeah, it kills me. It was funny. So, yeah, and then this is when we find out what Project Apple was, where they were trying to train dogs to be weapons of war and try to get them smarter than what they were. Their military project gonna have high IQs. But it didn't pan out, so they ended up scrapping the project. But there were still some that I don't think they were decommissioned, but they were just like, okay, just put them in the adoption circuit. We don't care.
I think what it was supposed to be was they were all supposed to be put down, but I guess some of them got smuggled into the black market.
Yeah. So, yeah, they just let them go. And so then the dog's like, phone? And she's like, oh, phone. And then it rings, and then they get to talking, and they find out that a whole bunch of their dummy compounds are raided. And they're like, oh, it's a good thing we left. And during this, they made their brave escape.
Now, here's what I don't get. This dog has got my kind of sense of direction.
Yeah.
Because how the fuck did you go in a circle?
Yeah. Yeah, the dog put her on her back and put her on his back, and they went to running around, and she's like, oh, we could solve this thing and I could save the day and be Starlight Anya again. And I was like, ooh, that's hilarious. And so it happened. They run around in circles and he's tired, and then she's like, you ran around in circles. And I was like, why does the dog keep running around in circles? Keep running around in circles. So
yeah, I didn't get it. I'm like, and you can see the future. Like, what did you think was going to happen?
Yeah. So then they get caught, and the guy, she's like, oh, we got to kill Anya, because they were going to kill her before, but she had escaped. And he goes to grab her. He's like, oh, sorry, kid.
No hard feelings.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Yor comes in and, like, kicks him. And Yor had this whole fantasy of Anya being taken and made a child bride of some people.
Miss Anya's too young to be married. Yo, she turned homie into a ball.
It was like when Naruto kicked the orb, and I forget who else was kicking some stuff up. I was like, dang. There's another allegory I was gonna make, but yeah, she kicked him pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turned him to a pinball. I was like, good lord.
And then that was the end of the episode. I was like, damn. That was a banger. Yeah. It was funny, had action.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, that's it. Cause I definitely was like, oh, I thought they were gonna get to the bombs diffusion sooner, but mm-hmm. they didn't.
I mean, if I'm not mistaken, the next episode should have just came out.
Yeah, it had to come out on Saturdays, I believe.
Yeah, because the last time we checked, I believe it was like 3 hours. It came out like 3 hours ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I did. I looked at it, I was like, oh, this is great. Funny. Made me laugh. I enjoyed it. Definitely highlight. I'm glad it's back because it's funny. Makes me laugh.
And
I need laughs.
We started like right away, so we're like, we'll never be like behind.
Yeah. Yes. See. And if it was behind, I'd be like, let's watch all the episodes. Yeah.
Same thing with Mob. Like we're right there with Mob.
Yeah. Mob's a good one. I do enjoy him, even though he's not the best of explaining himself with some stuff. But, you know, he's a good superhero.
Well, we know we're not going to Nazi Reagan anymore. So I wonder where they're going to go with this.
He'll probably call him up for help every once in a while. He's like, oh, I need help. Yeah, help me, Reagan. Or I need guidance. He's like, you know what you got to do here, kid? Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you can make it. You really make it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Reagan. That charlatan.
All right, so Herb, you got anything else you would like to discuss, my good sir?
Not particularly. Nothing catches my fancy.
Alrighty then. Well, I'm watching, like I said, I'm watching The Daily Life of an Immortal King. I'm enjoying it so far. I finally got past the Chinese aspect of it with all the chi ching ching chong ching 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 words. And that's not even me being racist. That's how it actually sounds almost all the time. A lot of SHs.
She sells by the seashore.
You almost messed that up.
I did mess it up.
Damn.
But hey, I never said I could do it.
Fair. That's fair. Solid. Irby, you want to cue us out?
Nah.
All right, got it then.
I did, watch a new show. What, Akashi Records of Bastard Magic Instructors. Pretty interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. I started watching it, and I was like, oh, you know what? Let me just go ahead and watch this thing going through.
Last episode of Weak Hero was also lit, as well as the previous episode before that. Next chapter is going to be the conclusion of the fight, and I'm excited to see it. I want to see everyone's faces when Gray comes out the battle victorious.
I hope he loses.
He won't. He's already winning.
He's a main character. You know, even all tables can turn, you know?
They can, but I don't think the homie's coming back from what I saw last.
You don't know. Just like how you always think Goku might be out of it. But then what happens? He activates Ultra Instinct.
Yeah, I don't ever think Goku's out of it.
Yeah, or Luffy, you know, Luffy got sliced up. He should be losing, but somehow the rubber just reheals, and then he gets Gear 8.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have a better chance convincing me Luffy is losing than Goku.
No, Luffy don't ever lose.
Nah, Goku don't ever lose, dog. They find a way.
Nah, Luffy, only reason why Luffy lost one time was for character development.
Damn. Oh, Bleach should be starting up pretty soon. I think Bleach will have an episode out before we record again.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I'll watch it.
But yeah, it's old Luffy.
You got a couple things coming out.
Great month for the animizzies.
Yes, sir. All right, guys. Yeah. That's been this week's installment of Herbal Synergy. Hope you enjoyed. Like, comment, subscribe, share us, and we'll catch you next week. Peace.